Damn, instant call. Pygmalion, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you. Let me just turn off the radio real quick.
Yeah, good call. By the way, everybody, if you're going to call in, if you're listening to the radio stream, you're going to hear my voice twice and the background music. So it's probably going to be an echoey shit show. So don't do that.
How are you tonight, Dougal?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing all right, too. The Toho 17 demo from Raidasai came out last. I was playing it at 5 in the morning.
Somebody else just mentioned that a few calls ago, actually. Is it good?
Yeah, I've had fun so far. The music is pretty good in the first and third stages. Not a big fan of the second.
Sasagazoon. In between beers, you can crank out something or another.
The new chicken girl is pretty great, I gotta say.
The new what?
The third Toho is a chicken. She's a chicken girl. Lots of meme who potential, kind of like Clown Piece.
Woo. Is it Poppy? Poppy,
no,
you a
no,
hoppy. Toohoo. Anyway, okay, that's cool. I definitely gotta play that. Should be good.
So, for this season, I think anime is reclining this season.
Do you?
Yeah.
What was the last anime you saw that you really liked?
I actually really enjoyed Kaguya last season. I guess I'm a casual for that, but it was pretty good.
No, Kaguya was great. What? I don't know. I don't think anybody who's following seasonal anime is a casual unless what they're following is like the shonen shit. You know, like if you're just following Hero Academia, then yeah, you're casual. But like if you're actually bothering to pay attention to like the latest in anime, but I don't know. Maybe that dynamic has shifted. I mean, I remember when I started watching anime, fucking God, like 15 years ago now. If you were watching what was airing at the moment, that was already like, whoa, pretty big deal. But I guess I haven't paid enough attention to the casual dynamic to note that shift if it's happened, but whatever. No, who cares? Just watch anime. Just watch anime and like anime. Who gives a shit?
Wada 10 was pretty good last season, too.
Yeah, definitely. Wada 10 was great.
So, sorry, this is a tad awkward.
Wait, somebody in the thread is saying I dropped Maiden Abyss on episode 4? No, I didn't. I fucking watched it, loved it, and bought the soundtrack. I didn't drop it. You're thinking of somebody else.
So I was considering putting together funds for a trip to Japan myself in the future.
Oh, have you not gone to Japan yet?
No, I've not.
Here's a spicy take. I don't think Japan is an amazing place to live or stay in for a long period of time. I think it's fine to go visit at least once, to go to the otaku places like see Akiba and, you know, see Nakano Broadway and yada yada, but like, I know some people who are like, oh man, like I want to go to Japan for like 6 months and like go around the whole country and yada yada. I've never really felt that way about it. Their work culture sucks. There's always this weird sense of being an outsider because you're a gaijin. Like, I don't know, Japan's overrated.
Oh yeah, no, certainly. I definitely wouldn't want to live there unless it was like retiring, maybe. But I'm also a dick and I, so that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay, while you're on the, give me a fucking good hot take.
Like good hot take?
Yeah, give me something that like you would tell other anime fans, knowing it would piss them off.
I agree with the previous caller, and I agree with you for dropping Hataraku Saibu. I don't think it's like.
Uh oh.
I don't think it's worth watching.
You know what? It's like, the show didn't do anything bad. It didn't offend in any way. It wasn't like, it was just, I wasn't getting anything out of it.